Common Pleas Judge Wendy Pugh ordered a new one-year probation for Johnny Bobbitt on his Philly drug cases. That cleared the way for Bobbitt to be transferred to the custody of New Jersey authorities to face charges he conspired with Mark D'Amico and Kate McClure to defraud GoFundMe donors who gave more than $400,000 to what authorities say was a fake feel-good story. Bobbitt had been in Philadelphia custody since his mid-November arrest for violating probation on three drug convictions in 2017. Defense attorney Brian Fishman says he and assistant DA Alyssa Ecker agreed on the new terms.
The prosecutor and I, and she was very gracious to agree that it would be in everyone's best interest to lift the detainers because otherwise the detainers would hold him here and New Jersey would have to come get him. So it would just procedurally be a bit of a nightmare.
The judge ordered Bobbitt to get drug treatment and job counseling as conditions of the new Philadelphia probation. Bobbitt last week waived his rights to an extradition hearing, and Fishman expects he will be transferred to Burlington County in a few days. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.